You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why, hello. Welcome to Coffee Talk with Maria and Robin of Coffee and Cauldrons.
You're making this very horny, this intro.
Look, I want my radio station, okay? I want to be a late night, like, radio station host. So, I mean, I have to get it in where I can.
I love it. Oh, goodness.
But this week, our conversation is about hexing gone wrong.
Oh my goodness. If you guys did not see our Instagram post, we are doing themes every month, right? So last month was ghosts. This month is hexing. And we asked you guys to send us your stories on hexes that went wrong that you did or that were funny. Just any entertaining stories that were around hexing. We got a handful of really good ones that we're excited to read. But we thought to start off this time, because last month we told ghost stories on the main pod. We are not going to be doing that, I don't think, for hexing this month. Maybe we are. I don't know. We'll see. We thought, though, that we could start by telling our own funny hexing stories. And then we're going to read some of yours.
Okay, so I think you should go first.
You think I should? Okay.
Yours is so good. I'm just going to laugh. I'm going to have to mute myself because I'm just going to laugh.
I've told this story before, but I thought, you know, it's been at least a year since we've told this story. At least I think so. So we thought we would just reiterate it for people who hadn't heard it before or maybe forgot, okay, because it is classically me. So I've been practicing witchcraft. I've been practicing witchcraft since I was a teenager. And like any teenager, I did irrational hexing that just came out of nowhere. Listen, okay, it's like I need you to come back in time with me, okay? It's like 2003, okay? The internet was a very different place. Resources for getting books were very different, all right? There was this boy in school that I was obsessed with. I at the time I thought I was in love with him. Him and I had probably exchanged like two sentences, okay? I wasn't in love with him. I was like 14, okay? But I thought I was in love with him. And I'm pretty sure we were dating, okay? You can't see it, but I'm using air quotes here. Pretty sure we were dating. It did last a whole week and a half, so I'm not trying to brag, but
oh, that's pretty serious.
It was pretty serious. and my best friend at the time, we're gonna call her Jane, okay, for the purposes of this, because I don't know if she listens to my podcast. She might. So if you're listening to this and you think it's about you, it might be. So Jane, she like talked to him or held hands with him. I don't even remember exactly what she did, but she crossed me. Okay. She thought she was going to take my man and I was not having that. So I did what any rational 14-year-old witch would do. And I went onto the nearest Angel Fire website I could find. the background was neon green with like neon red text. That was in papyrus font. Okay, so it is very 2003. I'm pretty sure there was like lightning graphics all over it. It was a lot. And it told me how to curse her. And I was, again, I was 14, okay? So I had to improvise for a lot of it. So I got a picture of her because it was 2003. We had real photos still. Smartphones did not exist. And I had a printed photo of her because she's my best friend. I had it in a frame, okay? This is how psychotic I was. I took the photo. It told me to put this like oil on it. I don't remember what the oil was. So I didn't have any because, again, 14. So I took clear nail polish. I painted the photo with clear nail polish and I was like, I am sealing her in. And then I pretty much was like, fuck you, Jane. Fuck you, Jane. And then lit the photo on fire in like a little Corningware dish that my parents had. Maybe it was Pyrex. I don't know. In my bedroom. And I was like, fuck you, Jane. Like, that's what you get for trying to steal my man. Needless to say, nothing bad happened to her in any capacity, but my fire alarm did go off in my bedroom, and my dad was like, the fuck are you burning? And I was like, don't worry about it, Dad. And he was like, I absolutely am going to worry about it. You are 14 years old. What the fuck are you burning? And I was grounded for 3 weeks. So really, I don't think the curse backfired, but I do think that I was a dumb fucking kid. did not think through anything, so yeah.
Not to mention you're burning like nail polish and like a
photo, a film photo.
Like, yeah, and I doubt you had a window open, so you're like breathing in all these like 90s film.
Of course, fumes, I didn't have a window open. Like, oh. And it literally set off like 3 fire alarms. And my dad was like, the fuck are you doing? And I was like, I'm doing some really serious business here, Dad. If you could mind your business. And he was like, no, this is a fire hazard. I will not mind my business. You're grounded. And I was like, parents, they'll never understand.
This is the love of my life.
Literally. And fun fact, that person that I was obsessed with, who my husband still brings up because I've told him these stories, is not doing so well in the mental state of things in modern days. And I actually feel really bad for him now. He's really not doing very well. And I just think about that a lot, you know, like maybe my obsession with him like pushed him over the edge, because I was obsessed. I was obsessed with him in an unhealthy way as a as a young child, from like age 12 to 14. And now he's not doing well, and I feel really bad about it.
Aww.
Andrew, if you're listening, I hope that you get the help that you need, bestie. I really do. I mean that.
Robin wants to be obsessed with you again.
Oh, I definitely do not. Very happy in my marriage and my life. I'm not trying to invite any of that in. Absolutely not. It's just like a fun anecdote of teenage. Okay. No. I hope he gets his help, but far away from myself. Thank you. You get help over there, buddy. I'm doing real good over here. Anyway. Anyway, how about you? What's your fun hexing story?
Okay, so this was kind of before I officially was like, I am a witch. You know, I was already doing like spell work type stuff, but didn't realize that I was doing spell work. So when I would get in a fight with my parents, I would like write out on like a piece of paper about how I wanted them to see like my side of things. And I guess this isn't really like hexing, but it's more like a mirror spell that I did, you know, via like writing spell. Mm-hmm. But they, like, my dad within like 10 minutes would always come downstairs and like apologize if I did that. And it was just, it was funny at the time because I was like, oh my God, I am so powerful. I can do anything. but yeah. So, I don't really have that many like hexing things that have gone wrong.
So, or like you're trying to say, and just let's just call it out as it is. You are were a normal teenager who did normal teenage things, and me, the absolute fucking mall goth that I was lighting pictures up. Oh, fuck's sake.
I was such a huge introvert. So anything I was doing like spells for, like I was angry about, like I would just do it towards my parents and then like would be like, ha ha ha, see? Listen to me. But no. That's
you
all late. I got.
You're the witch who's going to do that shit to you guys. Hate to see it.
Look, I think they think that I listen too much. So, like, I'm always like, how are you? How are you doing? Tell me your feelings. And they're like, really? I am sitting here and I'm trying to eat my macaroni and cheese. Just leave me alone.
Oh, shit. Macaroni and cheese sounds so good right now. Oh, my goodness. All right, let's read these stories. Yes. I'm going to start from the bottom and then read up. Okay. So like that's what I'm gonna do. You don't have to go in that order, but I'm just telling you. Okay. Our first one comes from Jessica. By the way, if you are listening to this and you're like, where did these stories get submitted? We now have a submissions email, which is submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com. So if you want to submit your stories this time or in the future, that is how you do it. So I don't know if we announced that anywhere other than social media. So just putting a pin on that. So our first story comes from Jessica. It says, hey, I saw your post about hexing and I have a good one, but it wasn't me doing the hexing. I once got a text from a police marshal friend of mine asking about the ingredients involved in a hex and what those ingredients meant. You see, I'm a very open witch in a very small town. The ingredients were cow's tongue, red thread, pins, a lime, and an article of someone's clothing. We all know where this is going. I let him know it was textbook tongue binding spell, and while it was out of my wheelhouse, I'm a Celtic pagan, I was aware of its purpose, and I let him know everything that I knew. The next time I saw him in person, I bucked up the courage and asked him about it. It turns out that they had gotten a report of somebody burning something on a site that local land developers frequent. And when the police arrived on site, they found the tongue partially burned and didn't know what it was. He knew it was something witchy and asked about it since he knew that I am well researched into the occult. Seems like someone in our small town wanted to hex the developers buying up and clearing the land in the area for commercial properties. I never thought that I would be using my witchy knowledge to inform the police, but here we are. In any case, since no one was hurt and nothing came out, it just became a case of illegal dumping, and I don't know if any charges were filed. I can't help but wonder what and who the practitioner was wanting to silence. Love that.
Interesting.
I have a friend who one time was getting all those ingredients at a store, and the register clerk looked her dead in the eyes and goes, fuck them up, sis.
That is so good.
Isn't that so funny? She was just like,
oh, so funny. Oh my gosh. That's so funny.
All right. So, you want to read the
ready
next
for
one?
The next one?
Yes, yeah. Ma'am.
Okay. This one's from Daniela. And it is, here is my failed hexing story. My first hex went really wrong. I was 15 and a girl in my class was being the worst, ganging up everyone against me. So I hexed her. Just a very simple hex with her name on a piece of paper. I burned the paper, then threw the ashes in the paper bin. Silly me. leaves the room to go to the bathroom, only to return to the bin being completely on fire with flames as high as the ceiling. So I grab the bin with bare hands and sprint to the bathroom where I showered the bin to extinguish the fire. Miraculously, my hands were absolutely fine, but it was quite a lesson in fire safety. Also, the girl stopped harassing me and just left me alone. So at least it wasn't a complete late waste of time.
Oh my goodness. I will once again say, please don't burn your house down, witches. Oh my goodness. I love that this is also a 15-year-old story that involves fire just like mine. Like, we were all so dumb. I'm not any, if any of our like underage listeners think that I'm calling you dumb, I'm definitely not. It's just one of those things, you know what I mean?
Yeah, where you do things without thinking and you're just like, okay, this is fine. Like, this is completely fine. This is normal. And then you return and your house is on fire.
Oh, Lordy.
But I'm glad the spell worked out.
I'm glad too. Goodness. All right. Thanks. Our next one is from Aaron. Love the intro, by the way, Aaron. Longtime listener, first time caller. Love that. Do you guys remember doing stuff like that on radio shows when we were kids?
Oh, yeah, right? Does anyone call the radio station anymore? That doesn't seem like
I don't listen to the radio anymore, so I have no idea. Thank you, Spotify Premium. Okay. A bit of background. I was friends with three women, two of which who I practiced privately with, and the third being someone who is a devoted Christian, which truly was never a topic or a point of friction. As with all people, mental health is really hard, and luckily one of our friends has a PhD in mental health and does truly good things for the world. As mental health can deteriorate relationships, I, quote, broke up from standing up for myself with a Christian friend, causing a later rift for the rest of the group to distance themselves. Unbeknownst to myself, the Christian friend had declared to her church and her family and anybody who would listen that I had tried to hex her and took away all her friends. All on October 17th this year, as Mercury was leaving the Gatorade and the full moon hit that weekend. Naturally, myself and the two other women focused on having a great full moon and set intentions for growing and happiness. And in the following week, we watched as the third woman's life fell apart. None of us set any intention to hex, but I think that the third woman hexed herself. Between car issues, family disputes, parking tickets, traffic jams, being pickpocketed, the list goes on. We kept watching karma go to town. We felt safe and secure, and I'll say that I think that night we had a cleansing ritual that might have been one of our best in our lives, with a cry laughing emoji. Oof, hate to see it for the friend that had all the bad things happening to them.
Mm-hmm. I think that happens a lot, like where people, like, they build it up in their minds that they've mm-hmm. gotten hexed and like bad stuff just continues to happen, or like they are receiving, you know, payback by mm-hmm. the universe for things that they have done.
Yeah, I agree.
And like, sometimes, I do think, like,
go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
You're good.
I was going to say, and sometimes, like, when we have a mirror spell, like, set up that we don't realize, things, like, reflect back at people and suddenly, like, they're receiving, like, it all back, but we don't mm-hmm. realize that it's happening. We don't realize they did something bad to us. That
was what I was going
to
say, was that, you know, you did this big cleansing spell for yourself and cleansing the badness out of your life, like, you know, sometimes when we have friend groups like that, we do protection magic, right? And mm-hmm. that sort of energy that we put out for other people, and the friendship dissolves, they're no longer getting that sort of protection that they mm-hmm. like unknowingly were getting before. on top of that, you were doing a cleansing spell to cleanse out any negativity and also cleansing potentially, you know, previous protections that you had put up, previous wards you had put up, that it becomes this sort of, I wouldn't use the word hex, but the safety net that was underneath that third friend is no longer there, that it's kind of snowballing, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Negatively, mm-hmm. accidentally. I wouldn't call it karma. I would call it, like I said, that safety net, kind of the wool coming off from over their head, the rug being pulled out from underneath them, that some, mm-hmm. you know, long due negativity had come around.
Yep.
Unfortunate, but here we are.
It happens.
It does. I think we have time for the last one that we've got, too, if you want to read it, Em.
Okay. Okay. So hopefully I'm pronouncing this correctly. So bear with me. So this is from Avery. They said, I think my favorite hexing story was when my uber Christian best friend employed my help to deal with a situation. My best friend, and for all intents and purposes, my sister and I both live in a renovated bus and travel the country together over the summer. During the school year, she's a teacher and an officer in the National Guard. She's a part of a very orthodox Christian religion that has zero tolerance policy for witchcraft. But I had opened up to her about being pagan a couple years ago, and she's been very open-minded. In September, she came to me and said she needed my help. She explained that she had been having very vivid nightmares of bird-like humanoid who stood in her bedroom doorway and left wet three-toed footprints all over her house. She also explained that she had felt sick and fatigued, and whenever something could go wrong, it did. A moth infestation broke out into her house and bus, and she was being harassed by coworker's wife, who had thought she was sleeping with her coworker. Oh, yeah. My sister's boyfriend and her, my sister's boyfriend and she had also reported things flying off of the walls and going missing, only to be found in a different location. She said that she had been experiencing this for months. Mm. I did a few tests in the house on her and on her boyfriend, and even on her boyfriend's cat. I banished whatever entities were in the home. I counted two and cleansed the space. Did a four corners ward, since she's staying in her space for the winter. Place a protection spell at each window and door, and gave her black salt and a cleansing spray. Unlocked the mirrors. It was a days long event. Afterward, I felt very uneasy about how these entities were invited in. I decided to go back to her home and place rusty coffin nails underneath both stairways and did a return to sender. I told her to watch for anyone in her life that was having the same experiences as her. A couple of weeks later, she came to me again. Her coworker told her that his wife was awake at all times of the night with nightmares, complaining about a bird woman in her bedroom and wet footprints on the hardwood. He said that their house had become infested with moths and drain flies out of nowhere, and that her phone had been broken into. He took it to get fixed, only find out she was cheating on him, which is why she thought he was cheating on her. Hashtag paranoid. Oh my gosh. I also learned that her coworker and his wife were pagan. I immediately knew she was the one who sent whatever had attached to my friend and decided to fight fire with fire. Almost a week after sending a hex her way, my sister came to me again with new reports. The woman had lost her job for harassing her coworkers. Someone had reported her for harassment after weeks of accusing my sister and the other female soldiers under my sister of sleeping with her husband, and she was being charged with different counts of harassment with an electronic device. Because of this, she temporarily lost custody of her children and was forced to move out of her home, the home her soon-to-be ex-husband owns. While moving her things out under police surveillance, her car broke down, and it turned out that someone had stolen her... Oh my God, I wouldn't know how to pronounce this.
Catalytic
converter, and punctured something in her fuel system. and to think she might have gotten away with her antics if she had just left my sister alone.
When I tell you that this is a story of a hex gone right, you know, it's one of those situations where it's like they didn't get anything coming to them, like that they weren't sending out to other people unnecessarily. Like, it's mm-hmm. not like you that person was targeted. It was simply a, you know, whoever is sending this to me, return it right back to you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, obviously, you hate to see that much stuff go wrong for a single person, but oof.
Obviously, they were causing a lot of drama, and that drama just like came back and bit mm-hmm. them through the use of spell work.
Truly. Oof.
That's intense, though. Like, that's a lot. I wonder if, like, she was like a witch herself, or, you know, she was just throwing around her energy, not knowing what she was doing, because that happens too, like with people who aren't necessarily witches. They don't realize that they're actually doing stuff and, you know, hurting others.
Yeah.
Even if they want it to happen, but they're not like, you know, doing full out spells in order to make it happen.
Yeah. Mm. It's wild. Well, that is all the stories we have time for today. And that being said, I think this is going to be the only coffee talk we have this month. Maria, mm-hmm. well, not Maria, I'm like blaming you. I'm moving. And it times up, because I was looking at the calendar, it times up that mm-hmm. We're going to be skipping a week of recording because of that. And with skipping that week of recording, it does time up that it's going to be the coffee talk week. So I know that this is a new segment, but like we talked about when we first started, there's going to be months where it only happens once. And that's going to be this month for starting off.
Yes.
So I hope you guys have enjoyed this, regardless of that little factoid.
And regardless of my horrible story.
It was horrible.
It was. Your girl doesn't hex very often, but when I do, it's necessary. And I don't know, nothing really. I never have like a snapback because I've been lucky. Like, I'm definitely not a perfect practitioner in any means, but yeah. I hex mindfully. I'm not dumping fingernail polish on like pictures and then burning it and then getting high off the fumes and then like almost burning down the house. I mean,
this feels really pointed, and I don't know like who you would be talking to, but you should watch yourself. That being said, when we post this, guys, we would love to hear from you. Any kind of topic prompts that you would like to see for the month of December. Drop it in the comments. We'd love to hear it. We'd love to see it. Let us know what you guys want to talk about.
Yeah, I like that.
So thank you guys so much for joining us this week for Coffee Talk, that we hope to see you next week for our regular episode. You can check out our Instagram or Twitter, or you can just go to coffeeandcauldrons.com, where you can be linked to all of our social medias, as well as, you know, an RSS feed of the episodes.
As always, if you enjoy Coffee and Cauldrons, please take a moment to review us on Apple Podcasts. Or if you want to support us directly, consider joining us on our Patreon, where we share articles, special part two exclusive episodes, and have a spell of the month box and a Discord.
So we'll see you guys next time.
See you next time.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah. Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.